exercise for lay people to overcome laziness, please. I think the aspects of bringing to mind teachings, teachers, the anusati, these recollections of the Buddha, of the Dhamma, of Sangha, so that the, say, the example of the Buddha, or the kind of the presence of the Buddha, these are themes that sort of inspire, or of the teachings that sort of resonate with one, that give one a sense of confidence, or give one a sense of uplift. That's a great way of say overcoming laziness. that recollection of the say practitioners that are have practiced. When we look at the biographies of different practitioners, when you look at, say, the other, say, biographies of teachers who have had some sort of realization, so you realize, well, yeah, they didn't. That didn't come about. Their transformation didn't come about through laziness and waiting for it to happen. It required some effort. So that does Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Also, it helps to. And of course, this is a time of pandemic, so sometimes it's hard to physically get together. But you know, people are really—I mean, just this retreat is, I think there's over 300 people, so that's quite a group gathering. And I'm sure that in different places, there's lots of little groups that are meeting online in different ways. And that's a great way to encourage each other. For me, it's like, it's really one of the benefits of living in a community, living in Sangha, living in a monastery, is that... You know, it's pretty rare that we're all completely lazy and unmotivated at the same time. I mean, there's always somebody who's wow, okay. We might be feeling, oh, okay, but then you see other people practice. Okay, I gotta get my game up again. Yeah, so it's that seeing others that is really. Really helpful, and it's support from others. So, having community, having, as I said, these days, I mean, it's one of the great blessings of the pandemic is people are learning all sorts of new tools for reaching out and connecting with each other in like online formats.